This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Class, you know, the first washing machine was patented in the late 1600s. And in the 1700s, late 1700s, 100 years later, they had a washing machine that was kind of on a stand, and it was like an oak barrel, a wine barrel. And it had a shaft through the center of it, through each of the end caps, and a crank, and a couple bolts and wing nuts and a plate. So you put the clothes in there, you put the lye soap in there and some water, and you turn the crank, and it was kind of like a front-loading washing machine, except you did everything by hand. And so that's how some clothes were washed. Others were washed with a washboard, and it took days, as Gwyneth said. And frankly, it just makes me so angry thinking about taxes and what we have to go through, the ordeal. Do you think your Congress critter spends 4 months preparing his taxes or her taxes? Do you think so? Or do you think they hire some guy? Do you think they care about being audited, or is it just the rest of us? There's two sets of rules. There's one for the elite, the rule makers, the lawmakers, the Congress critters, the president, and then the other set of rules for the rest of us, the oppressed. It's absolutely outrageous what they do, and they've got armies in blue and green and black. That'd be the SWAT guys, to enforce what they want us to do. It's outrageous. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, actually there's three sets of rules. There's a set of rule for us, we're at the bottom. There's a set of rule for the Congress critters and the bureaucrats. I think they must exempt themselves from most of their own rules, because most of them that I've met, the few that I've met, seem to have a pretty happy attitude about them, which kind of annoys me. And then there's the set of rules for the illegal immigrants, who seem to do as they darn well please. That is the three sets of rules. And it's actually going to be a good thing when the whole thing collapses in on itself. If they think that they're going to get more tyranny out of a collapsing world, that might be true for a short time. But I don't think it's going to last, because they can't run anything either. Because to run something, you need to have a system. And their systems have become so large and so unwieldy that they are, even now, collapsing in on themselves. The IRS is a case study number one. They can't keep up with it. They can't keep track of all these people, you know. They're saying, oh, AI is going to be the great advantage. No, AI is the automaton that they think is going to be their saviour. But it's going to end up turning on them, just like Arthur C. Clarke predicted in his novel 2001, A Space Odyssey. AI system ended up turning on the humans. And AI, you know, Arthur C. Clarke was not perfect, but I think he saw that pretty accurately of what the AI systems would end up doing. I think that's exactly what they're doing. I think that the AI is not going to save anything. AI is going to be probably the final nail in the coffin. When you've got a world where everybody thinks that everything can be accomplished at the push of a button, that the highest paid jobs are salesmen who generally can't do anything other than convincing you to buy something that you really don't need. That is, do you know how many unemployed salesmen there are out there at the moment? They're there by their thousands. And these people do not know how to do anything other than sell somebody something. The people who are going to fare the best in this coming time, ironically, because a lot of people don't think this is true, but the people who are going to fare best are the people who know how to raise crops and look after animals without mechanical tools. Okay. So if you're a cattleman, then you better get used to walking, or you better have a nice, quiet horse to ride. That's how it always was through all the history of humanity, and that's how it's going to be again, because there's going to be no motorbikes, there's going to be no tractors, there's going to be no automobiles, because automobiles require a sophisticated supply chain to maintain them. They require a sophisticated set of fluids that you or I cannot manufacture unless it's something like a moth. If anybody's got about $20,000 or $30,000 out there, by the way, the best automobile that you could possibly buy would be a Ford A truck. They're about 100 years old, but you can still buy them if you've got $20,000 or $30,000. You'll have to figure out how to keep it in tires, but you can do all of the maintenance on it yourself. The only thing you'll have to figure out is how to come by the gasoline to run it. But you could run it on wood gas. You could have a gasifier attached to it. They did so in the Great Depression. And for the it doesn't have an automatic transmission. For the engine oil, they used to use peanut oil. So I suppose that you could press other sorts of vegetable oils into service if you possibly needed to have engine oil for it. This is it. And if you really needed to have a new part for it after 100 years or something wore out or broke, you've at least got a chance of having a lathe and figuring out and having a blueprint and actually figuring out how to make the part. You could possibly do that. It would be really hard. It would be a stretch, but you could possibly do it. And could you imagine the sense of achievement? For a slightly newer model, I would recommend a Nissan E20, 1970s type model. That is a one-ton van. I used to own one. It was absolutely beautiful. I really, really miss my Nissan E20. The only thing that really goes wrong with them is it has vacuum brakes. they need to be, the brake lines need to be replaced now and again, but they don't have fluid as a vacuum line. And the other thing that tends to go wrong with them is the carburetor needs adjusting every few thousand kilometres, few thousand miles. The carburetor needs adjusting. That can be accomplished with a screwdriver. They're very, very simple engines. You open it up, it's there. You can see everything. Maybe the timing of the cylinders, but best probably not to mess with the timing of the cylinders. You know, mostly the cylinders don't tend to go out of time on a Nissan E20. But it's a four-cylinder vehicle, can, you know, has a one-ton tear. That means, you know, it's a van, you can load up one ton of stuff into the back of it, and it'll be fine, it'll do it on a four-cylinder engine. But who knows how to do that? You're going to have to go with draft animals. You're going to have to figure out how to do it. Then you've got a chance of at least surviving, because the supply chain is going away as we speak. There was another ship in New York Harbor, you know, just off of Staten Island, almost hit a bridge just this last 48 hours. I forgot to send the video to you, Vincent.
I've seen it. You're talking about the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Almost hit the bridge, lost power, went to the side, almost hit the bridge. They managed to get the power back and get it back on course. But this is becoming a bit of a habit, and it's not a good one. And I think that it's just incompetence and the lack of engineering on a major scale. You know, because everybody thinks that everything comes from China. Nobody knows how to make anything. Nobody knows how to design anything. Nobody knows how to fix anything. And we're all in a lot of trouble. You better figure out how to grow it yourself. You better figure out how to make it yourself. You better learn how to knit or crochet, you ladies out there. Yeah, if you don't know how to knit, weave, crochet, and spin, you better figure out how to do it. You know, if you want to be warm and if you want to have your children warm in the future, and that leads on to, which is a project that I'm probably going to get going sometime in the next year, fleece animals. Get some sort of an animal that has some sort of fleece. But you can take that fiber of that animal and spin it and then knit it and weave it and crochet it into a garment so that you and your family will have warm clothes. And then when the animal gets too old, and then, you know, or somebody decides they want to have a Sunday roast, you take the skin. You don't just throw the skin to the dogs. You tan it. You tan the skin. And then, I mean, I'm not doing all of these things at the moment, but in the past, I learned to spin, I learned to weave, I learned to knit, and I learned to crochet, and I learned to tan. I still know how to do all of those things, but I don't have, you know, sheep or goats or anything like that at the moment. I'll have to get some really, really soon.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is live with us in Australia. She lives on a farm. And off-grid. She's an author. She's an environmental scientist. She's a historian. And she's related to the Blue Bloods, which I don't think they really appreciate her as much as they could, and probably vice versa. But I have a couple exclamation points for some of the things she said. Number one, we're talking about the lack of engineers, the lack of people knowing how to do things. There's something very simple, something that almost every guy did back in the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, and that was work on his car or the family car. And every Saturday, if you lived in a neighborhood, you would see in the driveway a half of a guy, half, the bottom half, you know, from the belt to the shoes. You would see that half. The trunk half you would not see because that was leaning in the engine compartment. Or you would see the bottom half sticking out from under the car, and the top half of the guy would be, you know, concealed because he'd be under the car. And that was common. That was every single Saturday, every weekend. That's what you would see. Guys would work on their car, sometimes gals. And I was thinking, so I did a little bit of research, how many people change their own oil in their engines? And so the research I found, and I don't believe any of it. I don't believe any of it. 50%, 30%, 25%, 10%, 5%. And the lowest number is 1%. I still think that's too high. I don't think even 1% of the public changes his or her own oil. I don't think so. Now, why is it? Well, there's an article that Firestone has on FirestoneCompleteCarCare.com. This is Firestone. Headlines. Changing, quote, changing your own oil. Why you may have to think twice about it, end quote. Really? Why you have to think? They're trying to sell you an oil change, telling you you are just too dumb and incompetent to do it. And they're acting like it's pretty complicated. Well, heck, you have to recycle the oil and pick the right oil. And you don't want to do it wrong because that could cause problems down the road. Really? It's like the simplest thing you can do to preserve the life of your car. And they're letting you believe that you're really not, probably not qualified to do it or capable. Next thing, UNF was talking about brakes. Brakes on vehicles. Many of you might know that we have an automotive shop here at the farm, and we service other people's vehicles. One of the things that's really neglected, I mean universally neglected, is brake fluid. Now, brake fluid is a hydraulic fluid. It does not compress. So you step on the brake pedal, and it pushes a rod that pushes a plunger that has like a seal. So it's like, kind of like a hypodermic needle. And the fluid would be in the barrel of the hypodermic syringe. And the fluid would go through the needle. And it travels through a small, thin pipe. Rubber lines, steel pipe, brake lines. Ultimately to the brake caliper or the wheel cylinder if it's drum brakes. And what happens is that brake fluid pushes against another set of seals in a cylinder that force the brake material, the brake pads or the brake shoes, to contact against the brake drum or the disc rotor. And that slows the vehicle down. But every time you step on the brake pedal, you're pushing fluid out of the reservoir, which is on the master cylinder under the hood of your vehicle. And that fluid is replaced with air. The air has moisture in it. Then when you release the pedal, you're then mixing that brake fluid with a small amount of air that you entered into the system by just stepping on the brake pedal. Over and over and over again, hundreds of times in the travels, you know, that day. Ultimately, between 12 and 24 months later, that brake fluid becomes contaminated and can introduce rust into the brake system. All you have to do is bleed the brakes every 12 to 24 months and get the old fluid out, replace it with new fluid, get a quart of it for like $10. It takes two people to do it. Learn how to do it. There are plenty of videos on the internet on how to do it. And if you do that, you'll probably save, I don't know, $500 to $1,000 in brake repairs. Sir.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Democrats are not happy about the Arizona Supreme Court decision to uphold a near total ban on abortion in that state. The case involved a law from 1864, back when Arizona was still a U.S. territory.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban and protect access to reproductive health care.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. Biden administration officials are also speaking out against the Arizona High Court's decision. decision. Donald Trump is no longer on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index after his Truth Social stock has taken a nosedive. It's a daily ranking in the world's 500 richest people, and the former president was on the list because of Trump media, but shares in the company have been steadily dropping. It fell nearly 5% Tuesday to the lowest level since the company went public. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my... When you go... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Central theme of today's class that Gwyneth Isaacs is teaching is that we don't know how to do things. We don't know how to cook. We don't know how to repair cars. We don't know how to garden. We don't know how to paint our houses, our rooms. We don't know how to change a flat tire. And in 5 years, as this continues and gets progressively worse and worse and worse, we are absolutely, positively doomed. Without a washing machine, we don't have hygiene. Without a dishwasher, we don't have hygiene. Without a microwave oven, we don't know how to cook. The most significant maintenance item that a person today does to his or her car is take it to the automatic car wash. That's the most significant thing a person does today. I'm talking about the average, typical person. It's unbelievable. we really don't know how to do anything. Literally, I know people, I don't get it. I can't imagine my mother or father hiring anybody to paint their house or to paint a room. It's unthinkable. It's unthinkable to me. And yet I know people who will spend thousands of dollars having painters, professional painters, come in and paint a room, which takes virtually not much skill. It really doesn't take much skill to paint. And yet, I guess it's too hard. I guess it takes too much time. Would you not be embarrassed to hire a painter? Seriously? I'd be embarrassed. I would be absolutely, positively embarrassed if I was seen hiring a painter to paint our house. I would be embarrassed if someone said, well, do you all hire somebody to fix the potholes in your driveway from the last rain? I'd be embarrassed. As a man, I not capable of operating a tractor, as a man not being able to fix my car, I'd be embarrassed. But yet, there are people who take pride in hiring painters. And I've seen it. I've seen people hire interior decorators to help pick out the color of the paint of the inside of a house. And then, after the professional painters are done with thousands and thousands of dollars worth of application of paint on the walls, then the owner says, I don't think I like it. But let's go with this other color, which means repainting. And the painters aren't going to do that for free because the owner of the house can't figure out what color. Do you know that if you go to a big box store, they have little tiny cans of paint? And they will mix it for you, and they've got color charts, and you can bring them home for free and keep them. And you can put it against your wall and use your lighting and say, well, I like this one better than this one, better than this one. And you pick the color. And then if you actually want to try it, you can buy that color mixed in a little tiny can, like 4 ounces. And then you can paint it on the wall and go, nah, or yeah, I really like it. You can do all that yourself. I can't believe that there are people who have occupations called interior decorators. I don't get it. That's how stupid we are. We can't do our taxes. We can't change our oil. We can't even mow our own lawns. Gwyneth?
Yeah, my husband Archie was an interior designer. That's okay. But the thing is that, Pete, you're absolutely right. People don't know what good taste is and aesthetics. They have to be told what is aesthetically pleasing. They can't determine for themselves what is aesthetically pleasing. And this is it. But before we go on, because I know we're heading into the tail end of the broadcast, I'd like to tell the class what I'm doing at present. I have a tray sitting on my lap of what's called forestry tubes. Okay. This is an empty set of, it's like a tray with tubes on it, and you put soil in it, and then you plant it with seeds, and then you put it in a propagation area, and the seeds grow. Now, this, I've learned a new system, which I'm trialing, and I believe that it will work. But I have to put a little square of paper towel in the bottom of each tube because they've got holes in the bottoms of the tubes. And it's okay if you're doing it with potting mix, but I'm going to be putting river sand in the forestry tubes and planting the seeds in the river sand. And apparently if you do that, it triggers a set of epigenetics in the seed. The seed wakes up, realizes that it's in a very nutrient-poor mix, and switches on a set of genes that says, okay, we're in a hard world, we'd better set on the hard world set of genes. And then once the seed has germinated and is big enough to handle, then you take it and you transplant it into the good garden soil in your garden. And I've seen the, you know, the comparisons with the control that's grown conventionally and the system with river sand. And the seeds that are started in river sand are about twice as big as seedlings and much more vigorous. So as I'm talking with you, I'm putting little squares. So you get a paper towel, or the durable sort of paper towel, and you cut it in, cut the paper towel sheet in four, and then you fold it in four so that you've got a square which is about 1.5 inches square, and then you poke it down into the bottom of the forestry tube, and it sits there, and it holds the sand in. And I did about 100 of these this afternoon, but I've still got more trays to go. And as I have been sitting here talking with you all on the radio, I've just done about 16 of the tubes. So in about 5 minutes of conversation. But this is it. It takes time to figure out this sort of thing. And it takes time to learn this sort of thing. And they will be, I will go and I'll get some river sand tomorrow and I'll fill up the tubes and I'll poke holes in the river sand and I'll plant one broad bean seed in each one of the tubes. And within 2 weeks, they'll be germinated, and within about a month, they'll be big enough to go and get planted out in the garden. But I've learned that starting seeds in forestry tubes, it's a lot more work, but you get a better crop. It's definitely worth the extra work. And if you plant your seeds directly, unless they're really, or even tiny seeds, it pays to start them in forestry tubes before you put them in the garden. So, you know, especially things like onions, it's best to start them in forestry tubes because if you just, there's people just sprinkle them all through their gardens and they seem to have good results. But you waste a lot of seed that way. You really, really do. And, but yeah, it takes time to research these things and just to sit and to think and observe and to say, well, that works and that doesn't. And even simple things like, well, this dripper works better than that dripper on an irrigation line. I'm buying irrigation equipment, tubes and pipes and drippers and all the rest of it, and probably in the end tap timers as well, like you wouldn't believe at the moment, because I know that it's not going to be there for much longer. And I live in a semi-arid climate, and I've learned that without irrigation lines, vegetable gardens here really struggle. With irrigation lines, this year has been the first year where I've really, really focused on putting in really good irrigation lines of the sort you would see in market gardens. And my garden, for the first year, I've been here for 11 years, and for the first time, I'm really having good results in my vegetable garden without the work and without the worry. Definitely recommend putting in irrigation lines, but I'm having a problem. I did a bulk order of irrigation fittings was my local small town hardware store. And that was 2 or 3 weeks ago. They emailed me and say, yeah, we're getting it from the warehouse. That was 2 weeks ago. And I haven't heard any more from them. And I'm wondering where, you know, are they even going to be able to get them for me? This is the local small town hardware store, country town. So you'd think that they would have bulk orders for irrigation fittings from time to time. But, you know, they're losing business. Because I'm going to the big box hardware store in Bendigo, which is the big, you know, it's got 120,000 people living there, so it's not like huge, but it's for us it's pretty big, you know, big smoke, big city hardware store. They're losing business, and you know. I'm looking at Bunnings, and even they're beginning to run low. That's the name of the hardware. That's like our version of Home Depot. Even they're beginning to run low on certain things. The quality of things is not what it once was. And one thing I'm beginning to notice is becoming really hard to get a hold of is things like electric shredders, you know. You get sticks and branches and all that sort of stuff. I want one of those shredders. Put sticks and branches in one end, you get mulch out the other end. I think that's a marvellous idea. But I'll have to get my tail into gear and get one because they're becoming harder and harder to come by. And you can go online and you can see what store has what product. And I think that's a great idea, and that's what I do. And then I go to the store that has the product, because they got like 2 or 3 branches in Bendigo. And, you know, I go to the store that has the product that I need. Saves me time, saves me worry. But people have got to do that.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Pastor, we've been talking about this for going on 14 years. Growing a garden is not all that easy. It takes a lot of time. It takes research. It takes persistence. It takes care and nurture. And if you're successful, you know, after your third round of it, that's pretty darn good. If you're successful the first time you try to plant a garden, that's a miracle. And I don't think people realize how much food they consume. If you ask the average person, so if the power goes down, y'all going to be okay? Oh, yeah, we got plenty of food. How much do you have? Oh, a month. And those are the same people that tonight will look in the refrigerator and say, shoot, there's nothing to eat. So what Gwyneth is teaching is that you are responsible for you. Don't really worry about what the other guy's not doing. Don't follow the herd. Lead. Be a leader. You don't have to teach everybody, but you have to provide your own way. That's what she's saying. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, and for example, I was talking about these broad beans, the Aquadolce broad beans. They're an heirloom broad bean, and I've settled on them. They've got a nice big pod, a nice big seed, a nice big plant, and they cope well with high temperatures. And they cope well with low temperatures. And so we get both where we are. So it doesn't actually snow where we are, but we get frost. And but they don't freeze the soil. So this is the time of year to put in the broad bean crop. And you might think, well, how many broad beans will you need? You look at a broad bean plant, and most species of beans will make about 50 seeds per plant. Okay? So you get 50 broad bean seeds and put them in your hand and they'll fit nice and snug in the middle of your hand, one hand. If you close your hand and then take them across to a cooking pot, untreated seeds, okay, fresh off the plant, and you plop them into the cooking pot, that's a meal for one person. One broad bean plant, one meal, one person, one day. That is And one broad bean seed weighs 1 gram on average. So in 1 kilogram of broad bean seeds, you are going to have 1,000 meals for 1,000 people. I mean, 1,000 meals for one person, that's what I'm saying. One meal for 1,000 people. Or 1,000 meals for one person. You get what I'm saying? 1,000 meals for one person can come from 1 kilogram of broad bean seeds. But then you've got to know how to look after them. And you've got to keep aside 1 kilogram of those seeds for next year for your seed stock. In fact, I would put aside more than 1 kilogram. I would put aside 2 kilograms. Okay? So then you've got 48,000 broad bean seeds that are going to come from that 1,000 broad bean seeds, and that will feed you as a person for, you know, that many days. You know, 4,000, you know, however many it is, it's late, and I'm not into doing sums in my head at like almost.
What you're saying is
you get
that
what I'm saying.
Don't eat the seed. Don't eat the seed.
You have because to keep there's next year. Your seed for next year.
Right.
Don't eat them. But your crop is going to be abundant enough where you won't have to. If you plant enough in the beginning, but like I say, you're going to have to plant for 365, assuming you're going to eat broad beans each day, 365 plants, better make it 400 plants because you're going to have some losses. So 400, let's say a family of four people, 400, 800, 1,200, 1,600 broad bean plants. That's 2 kilograms of seed. That's how much you've got to plant. 2 kilograms of broad bean seeds to feed a family of four people.
Cheap enough.
For 1 year.
Well, that's cheap enough, right?
Well, it'll cost you about $100 for that quantity of seed.
Yeah, and that's what it would cost for 2 or 3.
That feeds you for a year.
Yeah, and that's what it would cost for 2 or 3 people to go to a cheap meal at a restaurant. Once.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah, and the work.
When
is to look
Gwyneth, thank you so
and
much.
And the irrigation.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.